I had avoided even thinking of the place since the incident of the false head. As far as I could see, which was not very far, it was like some long-forgotten, tunneled dwelling faced with great wood timbers and rough planking, grown corrupt with green slime. The area was crammed with barrels and cases, among which only a narrow passageway of planking had been left. Barlow led me forward as the blackened bilge lapped below. The stench was loathsome. A few feet ahead, I saw the brig. Not so much a room as a cage of iron bars with a gate for a door. I could make out a stool for sitting, a pan for slops, nothing more. Had Cranick, poor man, been its last inhabitant? Barlow unlocked the rusty padlock on the gate. It took a yanking to free it.
"You'll want to go in," he said.
I hesitated. "You'll leave the light, won't you?" I asked.
Barlow shook his head. "If it tumbled, we'd have a fire."
"But it will be completely dark." He shrugged. I stepped inside. Barlow closed the gate and locked it. For a moment I just stood helplessly, watching him move away. Suddenly frightened, I called, "Barlow!" He paused to peer back over a shoulder. "Do you think I killed Mr. Hollybrass?" He considered for a moment.
"I don't know, Charlotte," he said wearily.
"You must think someone did," I cried, wanting to hold him there as much as I wanted answers.
"I don't know as I allow myself to think," he offered, and made hastily for the ladder.
Utterly discouraged, I remained standing in the dark. All about me I heard the hollow groans of the ship, the cargo creaking, water dripping and sloshing, rustling, a sudden squeaking of rats. Nearly sick with fright, I felt about for the stool. I sank down upon it, reminding myself I wouldn't have to stay there for long. Captain Jaggery had promised a trial for that very day. But what kind of trial? Zachariah's words filled my head, that a captain is sheriff, judge, jury. And hangman, too. Shivering, I bent over and hugged myself to my knees. Without the crew on my side, I would be hard put to prove my innocence. I knew that. Yet they seemed to have turned against me. Of all misfortunes, that was the most hurtful to bear. I shifted the stool so I could lean back against the rear bars of the brig, then closed my eyes against the dark. I ran my fingers through my hair, but the gesture only reminded me I'd hacked it short. For a brief moment, I caught a distant vision of myself as I had been before the Seahawk, before this tumultuous voyage. Was it days or years that had passed since? I was speculating thus when I heard a different kind of noise. At first I ignored it, but when it came again, a slow, hesitant sound, almost like a human step, I opened my eyes wide and stared into the dark. Was this too my imagination? The sound grew closer. My heart began to pound. "Who's there?" I called out. After a moment I heard,
"Charlotte, is that you?"
I leaped to my feet. "Who is it?" I cried. By way of answer, the shuffling drew closer, then suddenly stopped. Now I was certain I heard labored breathing. A spark burst forth, then a tiny light. Before me loomed the ancient head of Zachariah.